He set up what he called Camp Baker near Capitol Hill to train his men. He bought his enlisted soldiers the finest repeating rifles, along with shiny new sabers and top-of-the-line Colt revolvers for his officers, and traveled to Philadelphia to find the best horses on the market. For himself, he purchased a tailored colonel's uniform with gaudy epaulets and a sash to prance about on his horse like a peacock. Baker bragged that he wanted to be relieved of all his detective duties in Washington so he could lead his men into battle. But he turned out to be only an occasional commander. His cousin, Joseph Stannard Baker, who was made a company captain, resented the fact that Baker came to the cavalry camp no more than once a week, dressed in his fancy military costume, always with much flourish for ceremonial functions. He would order the men to fall in and stand at attention, Joseph recalled, while he made a little speech to them in short, nervous sentences, all quite unimportant. Stanton issued a press release to publicize Baker's Rangers. The New York Times ran a story May 11th, reporting that honesty, sobriety, and intelligence are conditions of service in Baker's unit, which wasn't necessarily the case. Baker claimed thousands of applications poured in from soldiers who wanted to join the elite unit. Also, not entirely true. He did have some officers interested in signing up, but he had to hustle to fill the rest of the ranks. Baker lobbied New York's governor to let him recruit from the western part of that state, insisting he wanted only high-quality soldiers for his force. Critics complained Baker also settled for thugs and criminals. When Stanton later expanded his force to a regiment, Baker talked Maine's governor into turning over 8 companies with 800 men from his state. The Maine soldiers expected to have easy duty parading around Washington in their finery. They grumbled when Baker sent them to the front to battle Confederates. Army generals who considered Baker's Rangers little more than a glorified pack of spies and detectives also grumbled when they showed up at their battlefields.